Thank you for the great honor of addressing you this morning. I understand that I have about 30 minutes or half an hour. Okay. Stop me when the time is up. I want to start by saying how very encouraging it is to know that there are generations of us who are engaged in this struggle. It's a cliche that youth is the future of the world. I mean, it's obvious. But in this context where you are young people who are committed to farming, to food production, to the... to food production and to the protection of the environment and to the protection of all of our futures, that's more than a cliche. That is a deep truth and also a deep responsibility, of course. I was asked to talk a bit about the context. And I want to talk a bit about technology, about globalization, specifically, of course, because I'm a farmer and we're all in farming and people of the land, about agriculture, and a little bit about political resistance. And maybe I'll need an hour. Oh, they're not responding to that. I want to talk a bit about technology. And technology for young people, that really is your domain. In some ways, it's insidious. We have fancier and fancier communication tools. We have faster and faster transportation. We have more and more technologies in our lives. And I say it's insidious because sometimes we don't realize how our lives and our relationships are changing and are being changed by technologies. They're very powerful, and they're also very seductive. And let me just say from my generation that I think we underestimated what technology, how powerful that would be, and how that would change our lives. In some ways, I think we imagined that we could have more and more powerful technologies without endangering the natural systems around us. That we could be more and more industrialized without having consequences. And you as young people already know in your lives that that's not so. Technology changes things. The industrialization of agriculture, technological intrusion in agriculture changes everything. From the genetics of the seeds with genetically modified organisms to the power sources, the energy sources, our increasing reliance on fuel to grow food and its long-term unsustainability. So the whole Green Revolution is a technological revolution which had all that promise of more production and better lives for peasants. But it has consequences. And nobody needs to speak to Asians, particularly, about what those consequences look like for people of the land, for peasants. The whole piece about technology that's so seductive is that it gives you control. It puts you in charge. It allows you to manipulate and control everything from the very basis of life. And that's very seductive, that you can manipulate, control, and dominate everything around you. But that's a way of reorganizing the world in our interest, we say, and it turns out it's not even in our interest. It's in the interest of a very few powerful forces who control that technology and who control the finances that give people access to that technology. So it's really about control and manipulation of the powerful few rather than enhancing our lives together. It's about control rather than respect. And that's really what the industrialization of agriculture at the heart has been about. Controlling the environment, and along with it, controlling those who grow food, us farmers and peasants, rather than enhancing life. The second component of our current context that we have to be conscious of is globalization, and its complements in part of technology, but it's also been driven by trade agreements. It's politically driven. And you all know we're celebrating the 20 years of the Via Campesina. The Via Campesina arose as a movement as resistant to the GATT negotiations at that time, now the WTO, which threatened, and we knew it threatened us all around the world. Because we knew that those trade agreements that were liberalizing trade, we knew that that would undermine small-scale farming, peasantry around the world in the interest of a corporate, global agribusiness agenda. And let me just say that 20 years ago, when we cast back, we were so right about that in the Via Campesina. That is, in fact, what we have lived through in the last 20 years. Far from the trade agreements in agriculture promising us all prosperity around the world, it has in fact undermined and impoverished millions and millions of people of the land and displaced them. And it has given control over agriculture to a corporate sector that is always and only concerned about maximizing production and profit and never concerned about the well-being of those of us who live on the farm. They aren't even concerned about the health of food. Contrary to all of their propaganda, they're not really concerned about the production of healthy food. They're solely concerned about their own financial profits. And that has changed. That whole push for efficiencies and production, that corporate control over agriculture has changed a lot of things for us. It's changed how, what kind of access we have to seeds, and it's changed how we farm in many parts of the world. In my part of the world, for example, because we're already highly industrialized farmers in Canada, there was in 1996 eager adoption of the GMO technologies in canola. 10 years later already, farmers were beginning to realize this wasn't actually such a good thing for us. And now recently, in the last week, we've had GMO contamination of wheat, which is one of our main crops, and has not been licensed. And we're beginning to fear that those GMO technologies are actually contaminating all of our seeds. They've had trouble with that in corn in Mexico. Everywhere in the world, there's the danger of contamination of GMOs. And in that case, the corporate sector takes no responsibility. It is solely farmers' responsibility. As a matter of fact, now in Western Canada, one of our main problems in agriculture is Roundup Ready resistant weeds. And they have no solution for that. So far from those being technologies which we benefited from, they've introduced a new range of terrible problems for us. And at this point, the corporate sector is saying, farmers, you ought to manage better. Better rotations. Be more careful. It's not our problem. It's your problem. And that tells you what kind of control they have over that agenda. Let me say one other thing about this commodification of nature and turning everything into profits. when we were at the Rio Plus 20 meetings, that whole agenda around green economy, which means that every part of nature, every part of living systems can be bought and sold, is now commodified. It's a tremendous violation on many levels. It's a manipulation and a kind of violence. And that kind of violence, that kind of control, that kind of making nature do what we want it to do regardless of the consequences, that also expresses itself socially. We have militarization, and in particular, I want to say, we have the oppression of women as part of that reproductive, in the human way, that reproductive system. We live in a time when violence against women and the oppression of women is one of the biggest social problems. And that, my young friends, that is my hope, that you will not fall into that kind of violence and gender oppression, that you, in fact, will reorient yourself against that kind of violence, violence against nature, and also that attendant violence against women, that you will not accept that, you will not perpetrate that, that you indeed will transform society in a way that allows for equality and respect of both genders.